And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
Fabulously. So what are folks saying this week?
As you can guess, we got a lot of letters about politics this week. First off, a listener wrote in who didn't like our blogger's discussion about the Bradley effect. That's basically the phenomenon where voters tell pollsters they are supporting a black candidate and then switch their vote on election day. Mari Lautinen in Cupertino, California, wrote us this. I was upset to hear you discuss whether Obama would be hurt by the Bradley effect. The number of donations he's received from voters of all races and backgrounds argues strongly that he will match or exceed his poll numbers. It's 26 years later, things have changed, and Bradley was nowhere near as popular as Obama is.
Then Barbara Silverberg, who listens to us on WHYY in Philadelphia, sent us this. I have been horrified by this presidential campaign from the primaries forward. Please help me to understand how any of our candidates can justify raising millions of dollars to secure the presidency. Change could have begun now. One possibility would be to give half of every dollar raised to food banks or schools in the state where it was raised.
Then last week we produced a segment on how third-party candidates were affecting the presidential race. Daniel Rosenfield in Dallas, Texas, thanked us for interviewing Libertarian candidate Bob Barr. He writes, Bob Barr rarely receives any media attention, and you guys have given new hope for third parties. In this election year, where third parties are reaching new voter records, it is important to educate the people of America.
Listener Kevin Smith wrote in about an interview you did with comedian David Alan Greer about his new Comedy Central show, Chocolate News. He thinks Greer's comedy is funny, but too often crosses the line. He writes, when people like me stop laughing and point this out, we're called uptight. No, I want to laugh like everyone else, but I don't want to do it at the expense of our dignity and progress. I'm sorry, but we're not in the same position as whites who wield power in this country. They can afford to satirize their leaders and ancestors. We can't. Leave Maya Angelou and MLK and the like alone.
And finally, Laura Tillman in Athens, Georgia, wrote us this. I moved to Georgia last year from Vermont and was really happy to discover the NPR News and Notes program, which brought a perspective that was lacking from my old Vermont NPR station. However, I sometimes feel that the shows are a little rushed. Other than that, I thoroughly enjoy the show and thank you for a job well done. And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
Now NPR has a new way to chime in on our stories. Go to our program page at nprnewsandnotes.org and click on a segment. You can click on the comments link and write us your thoughts, and we have plenty of pre-election coverage.
And you can still send us your gripes and praises by logging onto nprnewsandnotes.org and clicking on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Check out our website at nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we look at the role of community organizing in getting out the vote. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.